Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There'll be some major changes in the state's leadership next year. There'll be a new governor, a new state attorney general, a new state treasurer, and now a new leader of the Massachusetts State Senate. After 22 years on Beacon Hill, Senate President Therese Murray, who's previously sidestepped questions about her future, revealed over the weekend that she's leaving at the end of this year. Already expected to take her place as Senate President is Senator Stanley Rosenberg of Amherst. Joining us now to talk about her decision is Senate President Therese Murray of Plymouth. Good morning, Senator, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Great to be here.
Let me ask you, the rules would have not permitted you to remain Senate President beyond March of next year, but you could have remained in the Senate where you've served for 22 years. So what led to the decision to move on?
Well, I think it's healthy to move on, and I don't think it would be fair of me to stay in the Senate and kind of look over Senator Rosenberg's shoulder as he takes the helm. I think it's the right move for me at this time, and while it's bittersweet, and I will miss the Senate because I love the institution, it is a time for me to do other things.
Part of your legacy is being the first woman to lead either legislative body on Beacon Hill. How do you view that accomplishment?
I'm very proud of that accomplishment, and I sometimes have to pinch myself to actually realize that I am the first woman to have done that, and hopefully I won't be the last woman, that there'll be others coming behind me and hopefully in the House also. And I have to sometimes just sit down and think about it sometimes and what that means and what I've accomplished.
Well, What do you think it means? What do you think you've accomplished?
I've done a lot since I've been in the Senate. Passed a $34 billion budget on time. The catastrophic illness children relief fund that I established over 12 years ago, it really stands out. We raised the minimum wage in the Senate. I'm hoping the House will follow suit.
Are you confident that the proposal to hike the minimum wage will be approved on Beacon Hill soon?
Well, if the legislature does not approve it, there is a ballot initiative to bring it to $10.50 an hour, and that ballot initiative polls over 70%. So I am confident that it will get passed one way or the other.
Current story in the news. I'm wondering if you think the State Department of Children and Families needs to be overhauled in the wake of the disappearance of the 5-year-old Fitchburg boy, Jeremiah Oliver, who's missing and feared dead, and other problems with DCF that have come to light since that story came to the fore.
This is not a new story, unfortunately, with this agency, and it's because of the work they do. They're working with very troubled families, families who have serious mental health issues and substance abuse issues and just extreme poverty. So when I began my career in the Senate as chair of Human Services, we overhauled the agency then because then we lost 7 children in 1 year in the foster care system. When I say lost, I mean they were murdered. We overhauled it then. We did it again 6 years later. We did it again 4 years ago and again 2 years ago. We created the Office of Child Advocate. So this is something that constantly needs revisiting, and I think it's something that we need to use the public health model for and send in teams to all of these offices unannounced that go over the records, check out, and make sure that all the steps have been taken to follow these kids. But it's, even if we do that, and even if we overhaul it, there's going to be disasters, unfortunately, just because of the nature of what you're dealing with.
A lot of people, when they leave a big office like this, find that it can be hard to, wring politics out of the blood. Is there a possibility that at some point you might run for statewide office, or what do you hope to do next?
I'm leaving all my doors open. whether it's academia, the nonprofit sector, or the healthcare sector. I haven't decided what to do next, but politics has always been in my blood and will continue to be.
Senate President Therese Murray, thank you very much for giving us this time, and good luck during this year and whatever it is you decide to do after that.
Thanks very much.